Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Didn't get enough of the Moe and Stickman show?
No way!
All right. What you may have missed. This is Moe and Stickman Plus.
It's the Moe and Stickman Show, and we are talking to Mr. Jason Aldean today. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good, but I don't know that we're as great as you because today's a pretty cool day for you. You are, or have, I should say, released your new album, Make in Georgia, to the masses. That has to be pretty exciting, I would think, whether it's your first, second, 100th album release. Every day is probably exciting when you release a new album.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is our 10th studio album, and we released, you know, it's a double album, so we released part of it back in November. We released the first half, and then the second half comes out today. So, you know, now it's kind of out there in its entirety, and it's cool. You know, this is the album we kind of worked on during the quarantine, and when we weren't able to go out on the road and tour and do all those things, we were in the studio working on this album. So, it's kind of something that's been in the works for a while, and you know, today's cool because it's finally, all of it's out there for people to check out, and it's exciting for sure.
I love too. It's like 30 tracks, and it's a little bit of everything. It's kind of, you know, you get the new stuff and kind of a little glimpse into your entire career of music, and I think that's cool that people can kind of get it all in one package deal.
Well, yeah, you know, with this album, it was something, there was a few things we had never done, a double album being one of them, a live album being one, and a greatest hits album. We've never done any of those. So this was kind of a way for us to incorporate all those things kind of into this record, have some, you know, some of the live tracks from, you know, some of the hits that we've had in the past on the previous 9 albums, and then also have 20 new songs for, you know, for the album. So it was a cool way to do it. And we kind of staggered the release, which is not typical of, you know, a double album. Usually you put it all out at once,
yeah.
But this was kind of a way for us to stagger it a little bit and let the fans kind of live with one part of the album for a while and then drop the
other
one.
Keep them wanting more.
That's right.
So be honest, is this one of those things where you couldn't figure out whether you wanted to put out a new album, a greatest hits album, or a live album, and you just went, ah, heck, we'll just do it all?
No, honestly, you know, we went in to cut what we thought was just going to be the 10th album, and we just kind of kept finding songs that we really liked, and we just kept cutting songs, and next thing we know, we got, you know, 20 songs that we wanted to cut for the record, and we were like, all right, well, this is... how do we kind of do something cool? And it being our 10th album, you know, we were like, hey, why don't we go back and just pick one live track from each of the previous 9 albums and put that on there. And so it kind of just morphed into what it is now. But it initially, when we went in, it was just meant to be just a normal record. And then it kind of turned into a double album.
That's cool. So CMT wins. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
To be really exciting. When you win these like music video awards, you know, when you look back on making these music videos, is this something that you kind of give a little creative input in? Is it a collaboration amongst everybody, or do you just kind of give it to the smart people and say, hey, make this video from this song?
You know, for me, I mean, I try to be involved in every aspect of what I'm doing. I try not to be so involved that I like overstep my boundaries a little bit, you know, when it comes to other people being creative too, because, you know, I understand how that works being an artist. You know, I kind of want to do what I want to do, and I don't really like having a lot of outside input when I'm trying to do that. So,
sure.
But when it comes to videos, the guy that I use is a guy named Sean Silva, who shot a ton of my videos over the years. And typically when we decide to release a single, I get on the phone with him and we kind of start brainstorming on ideas and then he'll kind of write the treatment and go from there. So this was kind of the same. I just jumped on the phone with him one day. We kind of talked it out, what I was thinking, what he was thinking, and then I let him kind of, you know, take it from there, and he came up with the concept for the video. But yeah, I try to be involved in all that stuff, really.
I don't know that I would have the creative capacity to be like, this is what we should do for this music video. I'm not smart enough.
All right, we got Jason Aldean on the phone. Before we go, let's just have a little fun with some random Jason Aldean rapid-fire questions. I'm going to put one final minute on the clock, and we're just going to run through some random questions. Is that cool?
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
You got it. You got it. It's easy.
All right, it's super easy. Here we go. Question number one. What was your favorite toy growing up as a child?
Wrestling figures back in the day. Oh, I was big into wrestling, so yeah, I had the wrestling figures.
There you go. When do you feel the most in control?
On stage.
On stage. Who is your dream collab?
I don't know. I would say I've kind of already done it. It was Alabama for me.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. All right. Who is your country music Mount Rushmore?
Oh, George Strait. Probably George Strait, Reba. I would say Alabama being up there. I mean, there's four of them, so you'd have to like make it tight.
But a little longer.
Yeah, and then maybe like George Jones.
Ooh, see, that's a good one. And one final one, real quick. You've been given an elephant. You can't get rid of it. What do you do with it?
I don't know. Put a bunch of.
Ride it in on the stage.
No. You just leave a trail of peanuts down the driveway and close the gate when it gets out.
Yes, I love it. Jason Aldean, always so fun hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank y'all for having me.
Mo and Stickman Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.